An evening of lively, smart conversation and jazz. Join me, John Williams, for a live taping of the Mincing Rascals podcast, Robert's Pizza, and Jazz, Wednesday, June 12th, 6 to 8 at Winter's Jazz Club in Streeterville. Tickets at WGNradio.com/rascals. WGN, Mark Gannis, sports business expert, stadium guru, and president and co-founder at Sports Corps on a phone. Mark, thanks for joining us again.
My pleasure, John.
What do you think of this latest twist? Now, the Bears say they've got $2 billion to build a new stadium south of Soldier Field. Why and what do you make of that?
Well, the $2 billion is, I think, very solid on the Bears' part. Between the amount the NFL will kick in, personal seat licenses, and debt that the team can take on, that's consistent with the way stadiums have been developed in the NFL in recent years. So I think that's a very solid number, and it's a significant number. The questions are going to come up, as they always do for anything that's east of Lakeshore Drive, which is whether it'll be permitted under the Lakeshore Protection Ordinance, and whether the, you know, the Friends of the Park and other advocacy groups, what they have to say about it. But we're in a race here, John.
What do you mean?
Jerry Reinsdorf, Jerry Reinsdorf had the starting gun, announced plans for a new stadium, and announced where some of the tax revenues it would come from. The Bears have been talking about a new stadium now for the last year and a half, 2 years at Arlington Heights, and there seems to be some meaningful roadblock up there by some of the taxing bodies. And then you have intervening from then to today, a new mayor and a new Bears president, CEO. Those two men seem to be getting along quite well. So you see the Bears have gone back to their, you know, what is really a, you know, would be an extraordinary place for stadium, but it's not the first time it's been discussed, by the way. That site or that area goes back. Remember, Jim Edgar wanted to build the McDome a short distance from there. The Bears originally talked about building a new stadium in that site. That site also has been the discussion for the George Lucas Museum, if you remember that as well. So this is not new. It's, in terms of location and type of building, it is a significant amount that the Bears would be contributing. But it's also not enough for the whole thing, meaning for the stadium, the parkland, and you still have the infrastructure-related issues. But this is, you have two teams now looking for public funding and participation for new stadiums. And that's where we are today, and you'd hope that Don Harmon, Senate President Don Harmon's admonition, the two teams should get together and come to Springfield with one package. That sounds like a pretty good idea. Rather than having the two teams competing with each other.
Really, you don't think that would doom the two of them? I mean, maybe there isn't an appetite for both, especially the Reinsdorf idea, although that would actually be more nights, more games in the city, but that's a better plan than separate, huh?
Yeah, I would have to say, we don't usually get the smartest ideas out of Springfield for the taxpayers, but I think Don Harmon's idea was a good one.
Yeah.
And then see, rather than having the two teams competing, and what may wind up happening is a much bigger package than otherwise would be there. Also, let's remember, Jerry Reinsdorf has done this before in Chicago and in Illinois, also in Washington, D.C., as a matter of fact, and in Arizona. So he's a very strong hand at this. I'd never bet against Jerry Reinsdorf. So
okay, but what about this?
It'd be interesting to see.
I want to ask you a couple questions, and some of them are from our listeners. So the Bears destroyed, says 847, one of the prettiest racetracks in the world, as a negotiating gimmick. Somebody else said this is just posturing to make Arlington Heights nervous. When they spent $197 million and tore down that track, they were all in, right? That wasn't a ploy. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, I agree. I agree with that. That wasn't a ploy, but I also do not think that the that what's being done now is for leverage in Arlington Heights. This is a shift. This is a meaningful change on the part of the Bears organization.
And what do you think caused that change? What's happened since then? I mean, $197 million. Granted, they can maybe parcel it off and make more than $197. They're not real estate flippers, but they'll get a lot of that money back. But, I mean, what's changed?
Well, three things. Number one, the taxing bodies became a major impediment and, frankly, I believe overplayed their hand in Arlington Heights. Second is that there's a new mayor. Remember, the previous mayor did not get along at all with the Bears. And so you have a new mayor. Third is you've got a new Bears president and CEO who prioritized developing a positive relationship with the new mayor and with the city that didn't exist before. Those are three meaningful changes. The idea of and the plan that they're talking about doing, even though you know the discussion is publicly owned, the reality is the ownership is not relevant. It's who has control over the building. And if the building is completely controlled by the party paying for it, then you get the same revenues out of it. You have the same rights. And so the plan that's being proposed is you know, this is what they, I think, would have done in Arlington Heights if it wasn't that they were trying to impose an extra $13 million a year of taxes on top of it.
Okay, so the ball is now in Arlington Heights court.
I don't think so, John. I don't think so.
Well, I think that they need to return of service. If the Bears are the shiny new, if Soldier Field or Chicago, the lakefront, is the shiny new object, it's up to Arlington Heights to up the ante. No, you don't think so?
I think if the Bears can get it done on the lakefront, that's where they're going to go. Whether they can or not is another story. I mean, I think we all have, you know, those of us who've all lived in Chicago the last 20 or 30 years, we understand how powerful that lakefront protection ordinance is.
Yep.
And how powerful the Friends of the Park has been.
For good reason. Protecting it. For good reason.
Yeah. I'm not debating it at all. That's what I'm saying. We don't know yet. But I think that's the fight they want to go to.
Okay, but here's
is a change.
Mark, we have to wrap this up, but I mean, this is for real. This is legit, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Mark, you and I need to talk more maybe this week or next, but thank you for helping us out today.
My pleasure. Anytime, John.
You betcha. Mark Gannis, sports business expert, co-founder at Sports Court.